Hello, and welcome back to Stats Simplified, the podcast that makes statistics feel less like a numbers game and more like a puzzle you can actually solve. Today, we're tackling chi-squared tests, a statistical tool that helps us compare what we expect to happen with what we observe in the real world. Now, if you're studying for your quiz, this episode is going to be your best friend. Let's break down the key concepts, the must-know formulas, and some classic mistakes to avoid. What is a chi-squared test? A chi-squared test is a way to compare categorical data, things that fall into groups like handedness, left or right, crime types, or land use. It helps answer questions like, is the distribution of left-handed and right-handed students in art schools different from the general population? Has crime changed over time? Does the way land is used in a region match the government's expected proportions? At its core, a chi-squared test compares what you see to what you expect based on a theoretical distribution. Think of it like checking your restaurant order. If you ordered a pizza with extra cheese and it arrives looking like a plain cheese pizza, you're going to check the receipt. That's what chi-squared does. It checks if what you expected matches what you got. Two main types of chi-squared tests. One, goodness of fit test. This checks if an observed distribution matches an expected distribution. Example, you survey 4,000 students in a fine arts program to see if their handedness matches the general population, 89% right-handed, 10% left-handed, and ambidextrous. If the numbers don't match up, chi-squared tells us if that difference is significant. Two, test of independence. This checks if two categorical variables are related. Example, a police department wants to see if the types of crimes committed today are different from those in the 1960s. Are crime patterns independent of the time period? Or is there a real shift? Key formula, how chi-squared is calculated. The heart of the chi-squared test is this formula, where O is observed frequency, what you actually measured, Shu, E is expected frequency, what theory predicts. O, you sum up these calculations for all categories. Think of it like checking a vending machine. If you expect 10 sodas in a row, but only 6 are there, you start questioning if someone took extra. The chi-squared statistic does the same thing. It flags unexpected differences, degrees of freedom, DF. To determine significance, we need degrees of freedom. For goodness of fit, for independence test, think of degrees of freedom like choosing a new outfit. If you have 3 shirts and 2 pants, you have 3-1, X, 2-1, X are 2 possible unique combinations. In chi-squared, DF controls how much wiggle room we have before concluding a real difference exists. How to interpret results. 1. Look up the critical value in a chi-squared table based on DF and alpha level, usually 0.05. 2. Compare your calculated to this value. If is larger than the critical value, reject the null hypothesis, something significant is going on. If is smaller, fail to reject the null hypothesis, no real difference detected. Analogy, imagine you're at a talent show. If the audience's applause is way louder than usual, you know something extraordinary just happened, reject the null. But if it's about average, you shrug and move on. Common mistakes to avoid. Not checking expected frequencies. Every category should have an expected count of at least 5 for the test to be valid. Forgetting to use the right degrees of freedom. This affects which critical value you compare to. Misinterpreting p-values. A small p-value, 0.05, means a significant difference, but it doesn't tell you why there's a difference. Final quiz, prep takeaways. 1. Chi-squared tests compare observed versus expected categorical data. 2. Goodness of fit, il one variable, comparing distributions. 3. Test of independence, il two variables, checking if they're related. 4. Formula, 5 degrees of freedom, il categories. 1 for one variable, rows 1, x columns 1 for 2 variables. 6. Look up critical values to make a conclusion. That's a wrap for Stats Simplified. If you like this episode, subscribe and share with your fellow students. Good luck on your quiz, and remember, chi-squared is just a mathematical way of making sure reality isn't tricking us. See you next time.